Shalom, everybody! Parshas Naso begins where Parshas Bamidbar ended. At the end of last week's Parsha, Moshe was told to count and to appoint the Kehas family of Levi'im, and in this week's Parsha, we begin with Moshe being told to appoint, to count and to appoint the Gershon family of Levim, and also to count and to appoint the Merari family of Levim. Gershon's family was to carry the tapestries and the coverings of the Mishkan, and Merari is going to carry the Mishkan's beams and boards and pillars. And when the Torah tells us how Moshe is commanded to count and to appoint the Gershon family, the Torah says in Perek Dalet, Psukim Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Naso es Rosh b'nei Gershon gam heim leveis avosam lemishpachosam. Lift up, appoint, raise up the Gershon family. But the Torah adds two very strange words at first glance. Why does the Torah use the expression gam heim? Appoint b'nei Gershon, also them. Also appoint Gershon. I understand that Gershon is supposed to be counted and appointed just like Kehas was at the end of last week's Parsha, but what's the connection? Why not just say, Naso es Rosh b'nei Gershon? Why do I have to hear Naso es Rosh b'nei Gershon gam heim? And we have to ask a more general question as well. When the Torah began at the end of last week's Parsha to assign jobs to the Levim and to count the Levim, why does the Torah start with Kehas? Gershon was older. He was the Bechor. The Torah should have started with Gershon. The Medrash Rabbah in the first Medrash in Parshas Naso, Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Vav, Piska Aleph, tells us that yes, Gershon is older, but Kehas had a job that Gershon did not have. Kehas carried the Aron Kodesh, the Aron Kodesh that carried the Luchos and symbolizes in general the Torah and the value of Torah. Torah comes first. Everything we do is focused on Torah and the way Torah can be learned, must be learned, and must be applied in this world. And for that reason, Kehas was listed first and their job was described before Gershon. That's the Medrash. However, again, when the Torah at the beginning of our Parsha does list Gershon, why does the Torah use the expression Gam Heim? Again, we can still say, Naso es Rosh b'nei Gershon. What's the connection, Gam Heim? Also count Gershon. A beautiful explanation is given by Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986. This idea is found in Rav Moshe's Perush Drash Moshe on the Chumash, and it's an idea which is a recurring theme in Rav Moshe's writings. It's also a very powerful message right after Shavuos, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. Very often people do not succeed in their Torah growth or their spiritual growth because they say that they're not gifted enough to learn difficult topics in Torah, or they're not able to remember their Torah as well as some other people. So they just stop. They say, what good is my learning if I can't learn on such a high level? And Rav Moshe Feinstein says that people say this about other mitzvos as well. I can't give tzedakah like that person. I can't give tzedakah in that amount like that person can, so why should I give tzedakah at all? Or I can't do that mitzvah as nicely as somebody else's, so why even try? People who think like that unfortunately end up not learning Torah, or not doing mitzvos at all, or not doing that mitzvah at all, because they say, what's the point? Or if I do learn Torah or do that mitzvah, they'll do it perhaps half-heartedly, without simcha. Comes along the Torah and says, Naso es Rosh b'nei Gershon, gam heim. The Gershon family is not carrying the Aron. That is true. But still, Naso es Rosh b'nei Gershon, gam heim. They too must be counted. They too must be promoted. They too must be appointed. Their actions matter. They matter. Everyone matters. Everyone counts. Each person's contribution to Torah matters. Hashem is in charge of calculations, and he says, Naso es Rosh b'nei Gershon, gam heim. He says, you do count. Each one of us counts. As long as we are trying hard, as long as we are putting in the effort, each one of us matters. And we should approach our Torah learning and doing our mitzvos, however we do them, we should approach them with hard work, with energy, and with simcha. Have an amazing day, everyone!